Hump Day Quickie's Swingers Confessions is intended for mature audiences only and contains explicit language and sexual situations. This is not intended as any professional advice. Welcome to Hump Day Quickie's Swinger Confessions. Here in the sex apartment, we share our own sex-positive stories and welcome our friends to open up about their experiences in the ethically non-monogamous lifestyle. After our self-imposed lifestyle break in January of 2022, we come back with a bang. Tommy makes me come on the bar, Nancy fists me, and we have our first experiences with Red and Lacey, leaving the sex apartment soaked.
And we're back at the sex apartment once again. Just you and me, sweetie.
Just the two of us.
We are here to continue our stories. But before we do, let's talk about your stories, everyone. Thank you all who submitted.
Yes, we appreciate every single last submission.
We are going to be taking the next couple weeks to go through all of them, and I believe the winner will be announced on the Libertine socials on March 30th.
We are enjoying hearing all sorts of perspectives in the lifestyle.
It has been fun reading what other people took the time to write.
And once we decide, we are very excited to announce the winner.
And we're looking forward to meeting whoever it is that does win at the Libertine Events Miami Vices party in Miami, May 31st through June 3rd.
Because that's the prize they win. To meet us. No, actually, it is to go to this event and have a great time. Subsequently, get to meet us.
Yes. If they even want to. Who knows? Let's move on to our stories.
Yes.
When we last left off, we were taking a break.
We did. We took a 3-month hiatus.
Yes. A self-imposed deadline set. Hey, let's take these 3 months off.
Yes.
And I will be honest that I watched that calendar down to a T. And when you said 3 months, I looked and there was an event coming up to the club that particular weekend that I said, perfect. We can go back to the club for superhero night.
Yes, you were very excited to get back into the game. Now, when we say we took the 3-month hiatus, while we weren't physically playing with any of our lifestyle friends, we were still in contact with and hanging out with, doing interviews for the podcast. We were stepping away from the lifestyle physically, but everything else in our life was essentially still the same. I mean, we were still having all of the same contact with lifestyle people, minus maybe specific club events. We were still doing other things.
Among those contacts was Tommy, our ropes expert.
Our ropes guy, yeah.
Who took the time to invite us to his birthday party that was happening the same night as the superhero night.
Yes.
I was excited because I knew full well the second we got out of the house that this would start our trend towards the club and that we weren't going to back out.
It does help to have some preliminary fun before getting to the club to take the nerves off.
Yes.
Especially after a 3-month hiatus.
Yes. We go to Tommy's event.
Yep.
It's at a local bar that has a whole bunch of different games and all that.
Arcade games. And
yep. Yeah. And I was actually excited to go to that place because I hadn't been inside yet. So, and I'm a big game fan, so I was excited to get there, play a handful of games.
Yeah.
Excited to get you a handful of drinks, get you loosened up a little bit. It was fun to meet a lot of Tommy's vanilla friends.
Some of his family as well.
And his wife was also very happy that we made it. You did some heavy flirting.
Okay. I don't know about heavy. I think I just did some flirting.
You did your normal flirting, which for some is heavy.
Okay.
And asked Tommy, hey, are you going to the club after this? And I don't think he was sure until you said, because we are. And he said, well, then I'll have to stop by.
He was also drinking quite a bit. And, all you know, with this whole group of people who were there for his birthday. So I wasn't trying to get him to go to the club. I just thought maybe he was going to end his night there just as a happenstance of just a great way to end his night.
So after...
And selfishly, I wanted to see him there too as well.
Yes. So after we leave Tommy's party, we head to the sex apartment and change into our costumes, which are Mr. and Mrs. Incredible, or I guess Mr. Incredible and Elastigirl from The Incredibles.
Just some outfits we have lying around.
Yeah, may have used those once or twice at Disney. And the Mr. Incredible costume consists of a spandex suit with built-in fluff muscles.
And the Elastigirl is nothing but a one-piece spandex suit.
Yes, which I felt you looked fantastic in. We get to the club and discover maybe 15 to 20 other people mixed in superhero costumes, which also included t-shirts with superhero logos on them.
Yeah, not a lot of effort put in on this one.
No, we were among the very few that actually put on a full costume.
Yeah.
But anytime I can get you in a spandex suit and I get to wear fluffy muscles, I'm a happy camper.
Fluffy muscles.
So we're there about 15, 20 minutes before Tommy and his wife roll in.
I was happy to see him.
So we're standing by the back bar closest to the dance floor, and Tommy comes up to thank us for coming to his party.
So I want to preface this before we go into the story.
Mm-hmm.
We do tours in our club.
Yes, yes, we do.
There are two rules that we say.
Not so much rules, but there's one specific rule that as we're standing in front of the pool table.
We say that there are two places that you are not allowed to have sex.
Yes.
In the entire sex club.
Entire sex club, you can have sex anywhere you want except for
yes.
The pool table.
And the bar.
And the bar. That is correct. The pool table and the bar.
So.
Noted. All right. Moving
so
forward.
So just pocket that for later.
So again, we're standing at the back bar.
Yes.
Which, to be clear, is only used for super busy nights.
The
it has
very
a
big parties.
Beer cooler back there.
Yeah.
Where people who don't have alcohol like in the bottles or need mixers can bring their bottles of beer and hand them to the side bartender there, and they'll put it just in those coolers. Again, only used for super busy nights. This was not one of said busy nights.
Yes, this
so
was...
this bar was closed.
This was not a bar that was in use.
Still a bar.
I feel like our listeners are following our lead.
Yes, I think we've made it clear we were at the bar.
The bar.
Where the rule is no sex on the bar. Yes.
Okay.
Moving on.
So we're at the bar. So Tommy comes up to us, thanks us for coming to his party, and I ask him if I can give him a birthday kiss.
Yes, yes, you did.
He was not one to decline in the moment, and...
Or any moment for that matter. To be clear, the fact that you asked, can I give you a birthday kiss, was like, okay, sure.
Well, and I give him a kiss, and we end up making out, like high school kids.
A lot, yes. Yes, you started off with making out a lot, yes.
Yes, a lot, a lot. I am very attracted to Tommy. He gives off a very sensual energy, and the making out just naturally led right into him unzipping my spandex suit.
Which unzips in the back.
Down my back, yes.
So he quickly unzips the back of your costume and starts pulling down your top.
Yes, from the top over my shoulders, and it's long sleeve. I'm not easy to get out of it at this point.
He kind of used the costume to lock your arms in place. He peeled it down.
Just enough.
Pulling out your tits, but kept your arms in it so as you were restrained a little.
It's like he knows some sort of bondage
weird
techniques.
How he pulled
not
that
sure
off, isn't
how
it?
He did that.
Yes. You two continuing to make out, him touching you all over on the spandex suit, as well as your now exposed tits. Reminder, at the bar, next to the dance floor, in front of everyone.
Yes.
After a little while of this, he decides he's had enough of this on your arms. He starts pulling it off of your arms. Me, being the very attentive husband I am, sees that your watch is on top of your costume, quickly reaches over and unclips your watch, pulling it off just as he peels it off your arms, leaving you now completely topless with your spandex suit right about mid-ass cheek, upper pelvis area.
With my tits out and exposed now, he has perfect access to them, and he begins to suck on them and play with them, and also slides his fingers right down the front of my suit, which there wasn't very much of, and is able to also finger me at the same time.
Yes.
Again, in front of the bar with the whole crowd around us.
What we forgot to mention was that the reason he had to take your arms out of the suit was because your bra was now hanging on your arms that he had unclasped, and the only way to get your bra off of your arms was to pull your arms out of the suit. Now, tossing your bra to me and me putting it in my back pocket. This comes into
again,
play later.
Again, being the wonderful husband you are, standing off to the side, being my wingman.
Yes. So there's Tommy, fingering you, sucking your tits, making out with you, a crowd forming, watching as typical with you and a Tommy interaction, because you are always quite vocal as Tommy starts touching you. This goes on for quite some time. I'm talking at least 20 minutes with his hand in your pants, the two of you making out, your tits there, crowd forming.
It's always so weird when you have a time frame, because when I'm thinking about me in the thick of it, so to speak, there's like no sense of time. It did not feel like a short time, but it didn't feel like a long time. So I couldn't give it a time marker. Thank goodness out there checking your watch, because,
yep.
And you took mine. So I
yep. So you didn't have an opportunity
didn't even
to look
have
at yours.
Not that I would have, but it's always strange to me that there are, you know, the moments in our lives where you can't necessarily put a time tag on it. And this is one of those where I was just in it.
Yep.
I was living it. I could not tell you how long I was there.
So the more he's kissing you, the more he's fingering you, the more you're pulling your legs apart, trying to give him easier access, the further and further and further the spandex costume continues rolling down until it gets down to your ankles and your shoes.
And this is a good way to point out how in it I was, because we were literally smack dab in the middle of the club, right next to the dance floor, right at the bar. If you're talking about a display or a show, everyone can see. And this is not a typical place for people to play. So, I mean,
no.
This is a place where people are seeing whether they like it or not, kind of thing.
Yep.
And typically, I would be really in my head, but this was such a sensual, very sexy moment between me and Tommy that I was just, whatever. Yeah, pull my suit down. Yeah, finger me. Yeah, go ahead. You know, I was more than willing.
And at this point, he turns you around and bends you over and starts eating your ass as well.
Yes.
And he is doing this by pulling your panties to the side. He then takes your panties, slides them down to your ankles where your costume and your boots still are.
Yes.
And he alternates turning you back and forth and back and forth with your back or chest against the bar, licking your ass, licking your pussy, fingering you, playing with your tits, just relentlessly devouring you. It didn't matter who the fuck was there, because the two of you had no idea.
Yeah.
You were in your own little world, and that's what made that so fucking hot.
I also like to keep my eyes closed during the- I don't really want to know who's looking, but yes, I was in it, enjoying every last second of every last touch. And I mean, he's just kind of one of those people who has a natural ability to touch you in all the right places and all the right ways.
Finally, again, I mentioned this was Tommy's birthday. Maybe he's getting a little old, tired of bending over. He decides this is the moment to pick your naked, except for boots and everything down at your ankles, up onto the bar and set you on the bar that, as we've previously mentioned, you're not allowed to have sex on.
Also, just to paint the picture, the boots that I was wearing were tall boots, so it wasn't exactly like
when
I could
say
just
ankles,
slip
it was
those.
More knee
high. Right, they were like knee high boots, so like at that point they were over top of my costume, so it was going to take a lot more effort to, you know, take the boots off, and so it was actually
the better way to do this would be for your bare ass to be sitting on the bar on display for everyone to make it easier.
Right.
So he sits you on the bar, pulls one boot off, hands it to me, pulls other boot off, hands it to me, yes. Takes off costume and panties at the same time and tosses them to me as well.
And he just continues what he was doing while I was standing, but now I'm a little more comfortable, and I'm sure he is too. I'm at a bar height for him.
You lay back on your back and with your elbows on the bar,
mm-hmm.
Legs spread wide over his shoulders, and he is eating your pussy, eating your ass, eating your clit. Just so fucking hot.
Yeah.
Just
this was one of the moments
as
where
Nick and Elizabeth say, he was ears deep in your ass.
Ears deep in my ass. This is one of those moments that I had to keep my eyes closed, because I knew if I opened them and I saw all of the onlookers, I would have been taken out of the experience immediately. So I just kind of had to find the place within myself to just enjoy the sensation of all the things happening.
He is doing so much to you, and you are writhing and enjoying it so much that you start rolling from side to side and like flipping over, and just, I mean, you are all over this bar, and he is just manhandling and controlling you, and you are losing your shit. people all over the place are I'm standing there watching this in a matching costume to what you used to be wearing, but now people have come up on this naked chick on the bar getting eaten out, and people are just all over the place commenting, "Oh my God, that's so hot. Look at," because you don't see, well, it's a rule. You don't see people having this happen at the bar. So this is drawing a lot of attention. Echo and Falcon come from the back, see me going, "Hey, what are you doing out here? Where?" And just mid-sentence, Echo stops and goes, "Oh." And she's standing next to me, and I just slide my hand down and start fingering her pussy. And she is grinding on my hand, and we start making out, and I finger her until she has an audible orgasm while you are right there as well, having this amazing moment with Tommy.
That's awesome. I don't think I knew that.
You did not, because you were in your own fucking world. I was sitting on the bar stool as this was going on, right there. Tommy then pulls you off the bar, bends you over, and buries your face in my lap. Again, I'm in a full-blown spandex, Mr. Incredible muscle puffy costume.
Yeah, we can't just like with the zipper in the back.
There was no pulling my cock out, but you had your mouth on a very hard cock.
He's still continuing to lick me and finger fuck me.
Oh, he was finger
also
fucking
my ass.
Oh my God, yes.
I mean. And what's weird is that I am not terribly comfortable with anal play.
Not at all, no.
But when it comes to Tommy, I think he gets me in a space that I can just, I don't know, move past it enough to, or move past my, I don't know, insecurity with it enough that I will let some of it happen. Now, he never goes too far. I always think he does build it up. There's a lot of work that he puts in, and it's much appreciated, and it pays off. Maybe just for me, but it pays off.
His finishing move after about an hour of this was he stood you up, put his arm around your chest, pressing you against him while he slid his hand in you from behind and just rapidly finger fucked you until you came one last time.
Mm-hmm.
And just right in his arms.
He knew what to expect. He knew that I wasn't going to be able to stand much longer.
And just as you had that full relax ah moment, he turned you, released you, and set you onto me and said, "She's your problem now." And then walked away. At which point, the bartender turns and goes, "Oh my God, that was Nessa?" Because she's never seen or heard you do this, because we don't do anything out by the bar that often.
Yep.
It is, I can count on one hand the number of times we've done any kind of small thing there, much less that. So she was very shocked it was you. You, coming off of this high, say, "Can I have my clothes back?" And I say, "Sure." And help you put your panties on, and help you put your bra back on, and help you put your boots back on. Say, "Okay, let's go." And I was prepared for a fight. Well, come on, let me have my costume. But you were like, I was just on,
I mean,
full
the whole
display.
Place just saw me.
And you fucking owned it, and I loved it. And I said, "You want to go for a walk?" Because all I'm thinking is, I am going to parade this trophy around the club so everyone can comment, enjoy, and just get one more glimpse of you before I take you home and fuck the shit out of you, because I was so ready to do that.
It's funny to me, because in those moments where I've been on display, I'm actually a very shy person, just typically in my day-to-day life. I'm not really outgoing. I don't get really crazy, and I don't want a lot of attention on me. But after I've had a moment in the club where I've been on display, whether it's Tommy has tied me up or we've done something in the couples room and had a large audience, something like that.
Another time I can think of was when we were at the painting night and you were walking around in your bra and panties, and then we ended up in the showroom and you got fucked by two guys. And by the end of that, that paint had worn off and all that. Mm-hmm. You walked right out of there with just those panties on and smudged paint and paraded out like, "Look what happened to me."
But it's not that. That's not my mental. That's not the place that I'm at mentally. Mm-hmm. It's a, why be shy now?
That's fair.
It's a, I mean, I was just completely on display in every possible position. I mean, people probably saw my vagina wide open and my ass cheeks wide open. Yep. At this point, what am I hiding? Yeah, I'm not hiding anything at this point, or I shouldn't be ashamed of anything at this point. They all saw it. I'm not going to somehow retract that memory. So I kind of just approach it as a, well, already done. Everybody's already seen everything they need to see. And if they haven't, I mean, a bra and panties is nothing at this point, right?
Yep. So we start heading to the back.
Yeah.
And we make it all the way to the hallway to the back, before the actual back, but that hallway from the dance floor to the back area, and we run into Tony and Gina.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I am fucking horny as hell, and I see Gina, and I just start making out with her.
Tony takes my bra off.
Quickly.
And starts fingering me.
Yep. And we're in that hallway. It's like 2:30, getting close to closing time. So people are starting to walk our way, and we are in the middle of the hall, the only exit to get out from the back to the dance area where you can walk out the door. And there you are, again, legs spread open, topless, getting finger fucked now by Tony.
Yep.
While I'm sitting there making out with Gina, who's also in this little lingerie thing, so her tits were out as well. People are walking from the back, and they're just stopping, and they're gathering in this hallway where people are like, oh, excuse me, I'm trying.
Oh.
No, I can wait a little bit. And you guys just continue making out and making out. You are right there just about to come again as the owner goes, okay, time to go, guys. Can you let people by so we can clear out of here? You guys stop and you put your bra back on, pull your panties back up. We head back to the bar, grab all of our drinks because, again, we got there and you didn't touch anything that we brought the drink because
you
had your hour plus with Tommy and then we went back and you had your moment with Tony.
Yep.
And that was the end of the night.
Yeah.
So we grabbed our stuff and I said, you ready to go? And you said, yep. And I was like, oh, really? And you walked out that door in your bra and panties and just your boots. And I was so fucking turned on. As we're walking out, we see another couple that we had been talking to for a little while. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen them for a while. I miss the fuck out of these two.
Yeah, I know. Where have they been?
I don't know. We're just going to call them the blonde and the beard because, well, that's what they are on every social site and everything else.
Yeah.
We see them and they see you in just your bra and panties and we stop by their car and you start making out with him and I start making out with her. And this was the first time we've had a chance to make out with these two.
Yeah.
We're doing that and he's touching you all over and everyone else has at this point in the night.
I was going to say there must have been like a sign like finger me or something. It was just the vibe of the night that yes. It seemed that fingers were just going to go right to my pussy. I don't know. Some weird magnetism of the moon or something. We have to check out what position the moon was in that night because that's the night of finger fucking, I guess. Because that's the night I had.
Hey, let's find that night. Whatever April 23rd, 2022 was, let's find that phase of the moon again.
Figure out what that did for me.
After he finishes finger fucking you and I finish.
And making out with
me too. Making out with the blonde, yes. I turn to you as I typically do after I find someone who is a fantastic kisser. I say, hey, you need to kiss her too. You don't want to miss this.
Yes.
And the two of you start making out and she has her hands all over you. And I look up and one of our single guy friends who you have not had the opportunity to have sex with yet, but is on your list as someone who that may happen one day. But she saw him standing there and she teased the fuck out of him. She would pull out your tits, slide your panties to the side, just put you on full display with everything she was doing to you just so that he could see it.
Yep.
And when she finished, she put you back together, said, okay, time to go home, and gave you a little tap on your ass, and you waved to the single guy and said, see you later, and off we went. So the next morning, we had a date planned with Nancy and Loudon. Mm-hmm. We were going to go to a musical. It was a matinee. We were going to see that show, grab a quick bite to eat, and then head back to the sex apartment. We go to the show. Loudon, not really much of a musical guy. Nancy absolutely loves him. Show ends. It was an okay show. Nothing great about it from what I remember. And we head to dinner and we're sitting there and there's a little bit of an awkward, we know when we leave here, we're going back to the sex apartment because you and Nancy are obsessed with each other. You guys can't wait to get together.
Back together. Yes.
But there has been the
looming conversation that we hadn't really delved into with them, which was, where do you fall into the mix?
What do you guys want me to do?
Yes.
What is acceptable?
Because while we knew that putting me into their mix was fine, there was always kind of this lingering question like, well, I mean, we do play as a couple, but also I am kind of hot wife-esque where I can also play with the couple. But in this case, I mean, you enjoyed Nancy as well, and you weren't opposed to playing or swapping.
Yes. Now, when they had first gotten into this, they jumped in with both feet and made some choices that they weren't thrilled with and decided, hey, we're going to slow down and baby step back into this. Through dinner, they really didn't have a good way to put it in words.
And I think they were still figuring it out, too. Mm-hmm.
We finally get back to the apartment. Loudon re-brings up the topic. At this point, I was already like, if it's not a,
Hell yeah,
we want you involved, I'm like, hey, no worries. I'm going to hang
cool,
out here.
I'll watch, yeah.
He says, we really don't know where we're at right now. I think just the girls should play. Sure, why not? Let's do that. Because, again, the passion that you two have for each other.
Mm-hmm.
This is a back-to-back night of two of your superstars.
I really like to say that there are just people that I vibe with on a level that is just higher than other people. And I don't know what makes it anything any different. I mean, I don't feel like I like one person better than another. It's just sexually, the sexual chemistry or tension or whatever, it's just there. It's just there naturally. And I don't know why.
Yep.
It just is.
So the two of you start making out and the clothes just melt away.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy's hands are all over you. Your hands are all over her. And she lays you down and starts going down on you.
Yes.
Her ass just facing me and Loudon, just pussy on full display, perfect ass, just right there. And I'm like, fuck.
And I'm like, fuck.
And
she's going down on me.
Oh my God. And you are enjoying every second of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she starts to finger you.
Yes. As she starts to finger me and feels me warming up to her touch and very much enjoying it, she comes up to my ear and whispers in my ear that she believes she can get more fingers in. And I'm like, okay, go ahead. So she goes 3 fingers. She's working that in. She goes 4 fingers. She's working that in. And then she kind of makes the chef's kiss motion where all the fingertips are together.
Yep.
With the thumb there.
Yep, yep, yep.
And she whispers in my ear that she believes she can get a fist in. And in the moment, I was so turned on. I was like, absolutely, go for it. Retelling it right now, I'm actually even a little bit like, whoa, I can't believe I did.
I know how tight you are on a regular basis.
Yes.
And the fact that this happened, I could tell how turned on you were, how wet you were, how give me what you want.
It has a lot to do with that sexual vibe that I was talking about early on, is that it's just, there is something about Nancy, there is something about her touch that just everything turns me on. And she knows how to work it also. So, I mean, she was working those fingers in. It wasn't just a, I'm going to jam my fist in there and see if I can do this. She was feeling it. She was noticing that I was very turned on. Natural lubrication was there. And she was working with it. She was doing a great job. So
now to reiterate, she had her ass in the air, her body on top of you, kind of blocking our view.
Right, exactly. This wasn't just fingers either. So, I mean, there was like making out. There was just a sensual touching between us.
We had no idea. We could not hear the whispers. We just knew she was fingering you. You guys were making out. There was a lot of touching going on.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, she sits up on her knees, her hand inside of you, to her wrist,
mm-hmm.
and turns to us and says, I'm fisting her. And the two of us kind of lean over to the side
to get a better
view. And our
jaws
drop
yeah.
as we see your legs spread,
her
forearm
hand, yep.
sticking out of your vagina.
Yep.
And it was like, holy shit, yeah, you are.
How did that get there?
And you guys continue making out. She works it for a little while longer and then just pulls her hand out of you and collapses into a snuggle with you.
Yes. Our snuggle puddles are just so fantastic.
Yes.
It is like a secondary sexual experience.
I know Loudon is very, very attracted to you, just as you are to him. And as much as I enjoyed the fisting, and as much as I enjoyed Tommy fingering you and licking you and everything the night before, I very much wanted to see you get fucked at this point. So I said, Loudon, how about you go fuck Nessa? And he was hesitant because we had kind of had that, hey, we don't know where we're at with you yet, so I'm going to take a step back. And I said, don't you worry about me. You go take care of her.
Because of those nerves, he decides to go to Nancy first.
Yes.
Starts to fuck her doggy style and then moves on to me.
Yes. He lays you on your back.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts your legs.
My legs, yes.
Up on his shoulders.
On his shoulders, yep.
And he starts fucking you.
He commented on how bendy I was at the moment.
Yes, he
did. He's like, you're so bendy. And I'm not flexible. I'm bendy. Just to be clear.
One of Loudon's go-to moves with Nancy is this him on his knees, her legs up in the air, lifting her ass up, and rapid fire fucking her.
Mm-hmm.
He starts doing this to you.
Mm-hmm.
And Nancy reaches down and starts rubbing your clit.
Mm-hmm.
And with the other hand starts playing with your nipples.
Uh-huh.
And you let out this orgasm that I have no doubt everyone on our floor in the sex apartment heard. And you came so fucking hard. And I am so fucking pissed that I did not have my audio recording going to share this moment with you guys.
I will say, as far as a tag team effort goes, Nancy and Loudon had it down for me. As far as what turned me on, they hit every single button. And it was all in the right order. And it was all at the right time. And the orgasm, like you're saying, proved it. The audio of the orgasm was loud. And I was enjoying myself very much so. Usually when I come, you know, it's like one or two buttons are getting hit. They hit all of them,
yep.
Like all in the right order. You know, it was just bing, bang, bah.
And,
it was so
and
good.
And they hit that combo every, there has not been a time that you've played with them that you did not come at least once, usually twice.
No, they're very good at what they
yeah.
do.
Yeah, they know how to please a woman. That's for damn sure.
Sure do.
Loudon is enjoying this. He continues fucking you until he's about to come. And he announces, I'm going to come. And he pulls out, and Nancy drops down and starts sucking his cock. He comes in her mouth. She goes up, starts making out with him, spits it back in his mouth, as we learned last time. He enjoys the snowball.
Yes.
Two of them make out, and you made a comment of, save some for me. And I was like, wait, what?
Excuse me?
And she gets this giddy little smile, and turns and starts making out with you as well.
And this is one of those moments where I was just in it. I don't think that, like right now, that I would naturally say that that would be a comment that I would make. But in that moment, that was the comment I felt most necessary to say. I guess, you know, you like when you go with a moment and you really feel it, it was one of those.
I too was very turned on. I was hard as a rock. And I said, hey guys, would it be okay if I fuck Nessa while she eats Nancy's pussy? And Nancy laid down immediately and said, yes, it will be. And she laid down, spread her legs. I put you doggy style between them, and you started eating her pussy, and I started fucking you from behind.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, it did not take long for that now very well-stretched pussy to get me to that point. And I pulled out and came all over your ass.
I slide up next to Nancy and I start to kiss and touch her. And this is where Loudon now comes in and begins to fuck Nancy. And I get to kiss and touch Nancy all this time while Loudon is fucking her.
And he does that for a little while before he's like, I'm spent. And he lays down next to her on the other side. And you and Nancy just do your little cuddle thing. And
Loudon's there too. He's a little, he's in the mix. Yeah. So we got back into the lifestyle with a bang.
Yes.
2 days in a row.
Yes. Two back-to-back days that were fucking fantastic. Which then leads us to May.
May 7th.
Yes. 2 weeks later, love and bondage. After your last session with Tommy, I'm like, we have to get there. However, we had to go to a family wedding that night. I will tell you, I was watching the clock the whole time going, how long are we here? Come on. We got to go. Come on. Let's go. All right. Yeah. Ooh, first dance. Excellent. Okay. Here's some cake. Give me some cake. I'll take some cake. Come on. Yeah. Come on.
has anyone left yet? Do we?
And we were watching. We were waiting. Like, all right.
Don't want to be the first
once
to leave.
Aunt whatever leaves, we can go. And finally, at like 10:30, people started to peel off. And we're like, all right, let's go. And we ran out the door. You changed in the car.
Mm-hmm.
I still showed up in white shirt and tie and all that.
Yeah.
We walked in. We got there right around midnight, and you hadn't been drinking too much yet, so we kind of walked past Tommy's area, waved, and you weren't sure if you were going to do it. Finally, about the third or fourth pass, Tommy said, "Why are you teasing me? Are we doing this or what?"
I will say just briefly here is that there are times that switching modes from, I was just at this vanilla function with my entire family. Obviously, we went to the wedding itself and then went to the reception. I mean, it was a whole day of events that were vanilla and yes, family oriented. I just wasn't necessarily immediately going to switch gears in my brain as soon as we walked into the sex club,
yep,
where now all of a sudden I'm feeling like some sex kitten and I'm ready to go. You yes know, it just... takes
you
time
were definitely
to
not
flip
in the I am going to be super sexy tonight. I'm not super turned on.
Right.
But he gets you there. He has you take off all your clothes. You took off even your shoes this time because I think you were wearing, you weren't wearing heels this time for some reason.
I think I had worn the heels earlier and I probably had.
You had had enough of the heels?
Yeah, I had, probably had enough. But yes, when I'm wearing heels, I like when Tommy ties me with the heels on, but in this yes case I was not. So
this time, Tommy starts by putting a tie around your waist,
mm-hmm,
and tying your hands to your waist.
Yes.
So now you're not able to move your arms. He then lays you on your back. So your arms are holding you up, wrists tucked to your waist, head up, legs down. He ties a rope around one ankle, pulls that leg to the side, ties a rope around the other ankle, pulls that leg to the other side, fully exposing your tits up top and your pussy and ass below.
He, of course, uses the wand
mm-hmm
on me quite a bit.
Yes.
Here. Also, fingers and his tongue.
Yes. This was the end of the night. You were the last person he was tying up. There's another person waiting, but once Tommy gets a hold of you, this is going to take a while. And, sorry. He got about halfway through and said, "I'm not going to have time for another one, sorry."
Yeah.
And went right back to you. And the room, it wasn't crowded at this point because everybody had found other rooms to go play and all
sure
that.
Sure, it was the end of the night.
And yeah, that was fine. While I love you being on display and I love the crowd watching, it was nice to see you now 2 weeks later. In all honesty, I was hoping he was going to have a chance to fuck you at this point,
yeah,
seeing as how he still has not ever, but...
One day. And that's kind of the suit we followed here. It was a lot of kissing. It was a lot of fingers, toy, oral, but I didn't really get to climax. I think it was just a mental thing for me. I hadn't really totally switched gears in my brain.
It was also slightly rushed because...
And I was just going to say, and it was rushed.
At one point, the dungeon master comes through and she says, "Hey, it's 2:00. We need to close up the dungeon. Let's wrap this up."
Mm-hmm.
So before you got a chance to come, he stopped. He untied you. You two continue making out.
We should probably mention that Tommy always wears a kilt.
Yes, yes, he does.
When he ties or when he's doing his rope tying at yes the club. Tommy also doesn't wear anything under the kilt.
Fair enough.
So as he finishes, he lifts his kilt and he presses his bare cock right against my pussy.
Yes, he does. And I'm like, here it comes. They're going to fuck. They're going to fuck.
This is the moment.
And he kisses you and then unties the last tie and lets you up.
What a tease.
I really thought that was going to be the moment. But that was that. He starts cleaning up. What we neglected to mention was before you, Red and Lacey were there.
Yes.
I had told Tommy, "Hey, you need to tie up Lacey."
She's and a squirter.
No, I did not tell him that.
No?
I kept that a secret.
Oh, boy.
Now, what he didn't notice was while he was working on the person before Lacey was that Lacey got pinned up to the St. Andrew's cross.
And flogged.
And
yep,
she was getting flogged and she released on the floor there.
Yes.
And then they let her down. She came over. And I said, "All right, Tommy, she's ready." And he ties her to the bed and he starts going to town, using the wand, using his fingers. And at one point, she just explodes. And it is everywhere. Like,
everywhere.
People were in the fucking splash zone.
Yes.
He turns to me and I go, surprise. And he gets this big smile on his face. And he keeps going and going and just keeps over and over and over. She's squirting, squirting, squirting. She finally taps out. He unties her. He wipes off the top of the mattress and he picks it up and he goes, well, that's a first. You're the first person to completely soak the top and bottom of my plastic mattress. And he has to flip it over and clean the bottom as well. And then that's when it's your turn. You get on. But after you guys finish and he presses his cock against your pussy and all that, and he has to finish cleaning up the dungeon and all that, we head off and start looking for Red and Lacey. So we go walking down the hall and we see them in the second room we pass. And they're making out on the bed, just kind of enjoying the two of them, just doing their thing.
Door open.
Chained down. And I'm like,
oh boy, we were a little worried for them.
But because we weren't specifically invited in, we didn't really stop. We just kept going.
Yes.
We make it another two or three doors down and turn and look back. And now suddenly there's three or four single guys at the door. And we hear them going, I mean, there's no chain. We could just go in, right? And I'm like, oh, we should probably go back over there. And you agree.
This was their first night at the club. And yes. I was just a little bit concerned that they were maybe jumping in a little too quickly with just door open, chain down.
Yes. We turn around, get back, get to the door, kind of push through the three single guys that are blocking the door and say, hey, guys, can we come in? Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, come on, come on, come on. We get in the door and we find one of the more creepier single guys sitting on the chair, pants down, just stroking his soft cock at this point.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, we can't leave them now. And they continue doing their thing. And you and I are kind of standing in the door trying to keep anyone else from pushing past us to get in. We're watching this for a little while and they look up and kind of motion to you. Hey, do you want to come join me?
And I join in.
Yes, you do.
Me and Lacey make out for a little while. Then Lacey goes down on Red and I start to finger Lacey from behind as she's given the blowjob.
At this point, creepy single guy starts making comments to me about how he wants to get in there. And I go, I don't think they're ready for anybody right now. He goes, I don't know, the chain's down. And I go, that's a good point. And I turn around and I lift up the chain and hook it on the door. I don't want to close the door on them because they were the ones that made the choice of, hey, we're going to have the door open. But now I turn and put the chain on and I turn back to him and I go, I don't think they're going to want anybody. He goes, well, I'm still watching. And he just kept sitting there jerking off.
I switch with Lacey and I start giving Red a blowjob and he comes like super fast.
Yes, he
loved prepared
every second of this.
And it ends up in my hand and then I licked it off of my hand and then went ahead and continued to finger Lacey with my hand.
Yes, you did. Red then lays you down and says, I'm going to return the favor, and starts going down on you. At this point, another couple that they had talked to throughout the night sees us in the room and takes the chain down, comes in and puts the chain back up and lays down on the bed next to us. I was a little like, what the fuck's going on? But Lacey goes, oh no, we told them if they saw us later, they can come in. I said, okay, cool. We'll let that be then. So this new couple comes in and they immediately lay down on the bed and they just start fucking right there on the corner of the bed.
Yes. Just the two of them.
Yep. Yes. Lacey and I start making out. I've been very clear over and over again how much I love when people squirt. I slide my hand inside of her and I just start fingering away and she is just coming over and over and over, just squirting nonstop, like to the point that I'm moving my feet so as my shoes aren't going to get wet.
Whoa. Red gets me very close several times, but I am having a difficult time again. I don't know if it was the lead up to the night or if it was the weird creepy guy or if it was now this new couple that I knew absolutely nothing about fucking off to the side, but I just was not able to get there.
You get up and come join Lacey and I. And again, this is one of those moments where I'm like, you got to kiss her. She's an amazing kisser.
Yes.
And the two of you start making out and Red walks over to this new couple. And as the girl's getting fucked, she grabs his cock and starts giving him a blowjob. I kind of nudge you to go take part in this a little. Because it's like one of those, let's kind of make this a fun moment for them.
Yeah.
And so you go over and you start making out with Red as he's getting a blowjob, and then you reach down and start fingering this girl while her guy continues to fuck her.
Yeah, I just kind of played with her pussy a little bit while she was getting fucked.
And I would say not more than a minute or two into that, staff comes by and says, hey guys, come on, wrap it up. It's closing time.
Closing time.
Because the door was open, so they didn't have to knock. They just had to yell in time.
Yes.
And that ends our May 7th event. A few weeks later, we go out to dinner with Red and Lacey. They were coming over to record their episode for the podcast.
We made plans.
Kind of got a little backstory on them, learned a little bit more about them, then headed back to the apartment and recorded. They were very new and didn't have a lot to talk about. So they just had one episode, which if you want to go back and listen, that's season 2, episode 5, where they kind of get into all this, including that first night. But after we finish recording,
we have a quick play session.
Yes. We have now discovered that when we try to go to dinner or go to a game and then come back and record, by that point in the night, we are both mentally drained. The people that we are with are typically drained. But there has been this looming, hey, let's go play. Because, well, we're here. We're at the sex apartment. We just talked about all your sexy stories. Let's try to get it in.
Right.
We have recently been discussing we should probably back that play session off the table so that way it's not looming. People can put all of their energy into these discussions and not have to have that, oh, as we're finishing up, what are we going to do? This was one of the final
We learned that.
Yes.
Yes, before we learned that it would be a good idea to separate recording time and play time. This was one of those times where we tried to fit it all in.
Yes.
And it made for a very short playtime.
It showed, for sure.
Yeah. Again, we're not putting our best foot forward because we've put our best foot forward for dinner and then for recording, and now yes. We don't have a best foot anymore.
Yes.
It's worn out, so.
So you guys, being you and Lacey.
Yep.
Start by making out.
Start making out.
All of us are kind of in our underwear, bra and panties on the bed. The two of you in the middle making out, Red behind her, me behind you. You guys are just kissing and touching and peeling off the items.
Yeah.
Red slides down and starts going down on you as I slide up and start making out with Lacey, kiss and touch her as Red continues to go down on you.
Yes. And he continues to go down on me until I come.
Yes. And fortunately, this time, I was smart enough to have my phone set to record.
So you have the sound, do you?
Yes.
And then I start to fuck Red.
Yes. After he makes you come, he is hard and he starts going to town on you.
Your fucking words. I'm not a serious fucker. Oh, fuck.
Lacey sees that I'm very hard from hearing you come and starts going down on me. We do that for a while. Then I stand up behind her and I start fingering her. She squirts all over the bed. She lays down flat. I finger her a little bit more, start going down on her. She squirts again, face, bed, you name it, a lot. You're still getting fucked off to the side. I'm listening to you getting fucked. I've just been squirted all over. Bed is soaked. I'm like, I need to fuck this girl. So I climb on her, start fucking her. You're still making your sounds, and I do not last long.
God damn it.
Out. I come all over her. She squirts like crazy just as I come. You guys continue fucking. It's not long before Red comes and it's like, whew, wow. All right. That was good. Oh! And we just kind of all collapsed and we're like, whew, that was a fun experience.
Talk about a quickie.
It was. And like I said, after we record these episodes, it's fucking draining.
It is.
And again, recounting the night before and how she squirted all over the floor, plus the squirting here, I didn't have a shot. And he got you to come pretty quick. He enjoyed fucking you, but...
And I think he also wanted to redeem himself from coming so quickly the last time we hung out with them. So he was attempting to do that.
But in full reality, this was a 13-minute play session.
Yeah. Which, hey, I'm not mad about.
And all four of us came, Lacey repeatedly.
Thanks for joining us for a Hump Day Quickie.
We hope this brought you some midweek excitement.
If you have your own confession you'd like to share with us and our audience,
please call 844-4-HUMP-DAY and leave us a message.
Can't wait to hear your sexy stories.